Leslie with Martin Besser.
Got my hands on a book this weekend called Hunting with the Hawks. I think most South Africans will agree, when it comes to law enforcement in this country, it leaves a lot of us with a sense of hopelessness, mistrust, and despair often.
Yes.
Because it'll normally be the negative stuff by the nature of the news that'll make the news. Mm-hmm. And you hear about a lot of corruption, obviously, and mismanagement possibly. And then you read a book like this, and then you realize once again, you are reminded what goes into it. What goes into an investigation? What goes into police work? Most importantly for me, the undercover work.
Yes.
If ever there are people worthy of Academy Awards, just for a second think, you have to take on this persona, this act that you have to prepare for, and if you give yourself away, you could die.
Yeah. Sure.
It's not over the middle.
Yeah.
To tell us more about it, our very special guest this morning, investigative journalist and Carte Blanche producer, Graham Goodsir. Graham, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Martin. Thanks a million for having me.
And also with us in studio this morning is Colonel Gideon Jones. He was in the SAPS for 19 years and headed up the aforementioned undercover operations. Goeiemôre, bye, welkom.
Goeiemôre, dank
you,
Matthias.
You deserve Academy. I read, Graham, was it the chapter about, well, obviously the rhino poaching, when you're dealing at that level and you send those guys in, obviously, and I must just say, there will be subject matter discussed now that may not be for sensitive listeners. When it comes to the sextortion, the sex trafficking and stuff like that, the policemen and women that go in there, no thank you very much, that have to infiltrate, that have to study those parts, the kind of work that they do, your book reminded me that we have some dedicated police people in this country.
You know what, Martin, that's exactly what I wanted to achieve with the book. And I think it's exactly like you said, we've got so many people who have very, and sometimes rightfully so, negative opinions about the police. But as an investigative journalist, of course, I've told some of those stories where the police have got it wrong. But what was incredible in my journey over the last few years doing this kind of work is realizing that in between all of this mess, often mess, we have some brilliant, brilliant police, men and women, people who get up and despite all the odds stacked against them, who go out and get that job done. And I think the book, when you read some of those stories, it reads like something out of a film script, you know, like, sounds like an action movie, the kind of stuff that people in our police do. So I do think once you've read the book and you see some of the work these guys have done, it's just incredible. It's something that we need to give them credit for it.
Gideon, how fearless must you be in life to want to do a job like this?
I must tell you, I would not want to be an undercover agent myself. I think it's one of the most difficult and I would suppose mentally taxing things you can think of. There's nothing that I can really think of that comes to it. You're in constant danger. You're exposed to all the nice things in the world, all the bad things, if I can put it.
But you can't have it.
But you can't have it. You can't touch it. You can't eat it. You're supposed to do the job. You have to keep your eyes on the ball. There's no one to protect you.
One mistake.
One mistake, and it's all over. That's correct, yeah. And you know, there are hundreds of police officers that have done it. Lots of stories that you probably will never hear.
Yes, and then luckily and thankfully to Graham, some of the stories that you can read about. Look, I'm not gonna spoil a lot of this, but I want to touch on one or two or three of the chapters that I think are probably in most people's interest. A massive thing in the last while that has been on our radar around the world is sex trafficking.
Yeah.
And there's just a stat here in this book to make you understand what you're dealing with and the scope of what you're dealing with. According to the U.S. Department of state, there's an estimated 27.6 million trafficking victims worldwide at any given time.
Wow.
27 million. In a 2009 global report on trafficking in persons, United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime found the most common form of human trafficking to be sexual exploitation. Further to that, the second most common form was forced labor. And here's the shocking part as well, even more shocking, 20% of the victims worldwide, children.
Yeah.
Now, imagine dealing with that as a subject matter. Imagine dealing with that as this is now your project. This is now your case that you need to try and solve. When you read this chapter, think a bit on. If you have to infiltrate these rings, do you have any idea what it bells?
Well, that's the thing. Sure. I can't imagine trying to keep your composure while you are seeing deals happening, but you've got to keep your composure because you're undercover. So you have to pretend like, yes, I would like to buy that 5-year-old child and sell them to the highest bidder. And at the same time, to convincingly enough that these people actually do take you into their trust.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
Without killing them there and then.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly.
As a Grecha succeed, am I right in saying that it... So, of course, for some reason, when we picture crime, we've got a certain TV boys and movies spoiled it for us. You picture a certain kind of environment. Meanwhile, it could be the house next door. Am I right?
Absolutely, guys. I think that's one of the most shocking parts, and especially in that story where it was called Project Madame. It was a project that the Hawks had written on started in an investigation onto a woman who was running a brothel, but also turned out to be a huge sex trafficking ring, and unfortunately minor children involved. And one of the most shocking parts of that, except, I mean, it's already such a shocking story. It's one of those that really just, you know, it's hard not to feel really depressed about the world when you get into those kind of cases, was that this was all happening in upmarket suburbs in Table View, in places like that in Cape Town.
Wow.
So really, absolutely shocking. I think it's the kind of thing you've seen as well, Gideon.
I think the one thing you can say about organized crime, that it's basically faceless. It's part of our society. It could be the neighbor next to you. You don't really know. It's everywhere. It's everybody. It's faceless. It's not always, you don't always see victims. It's not always an environment where you see something happening. It happens under your nose without you knowing it's happening.
And you need the senses. You're trained to try and uncover it.
Yeah, I think, but what we should say, it intelligence is the key.
Digging.
Obtaining information, being on the streets, knowing what's going on, knowing how to operate in an environment. I think that's the key to survival key to obtain information.
And I love that part of the book where you just describe the way that these operations are put together. I mean, the criminals plan in some cases a year in advance.
Yeah.
That one particular day, the cash in transit chapter deals with that quite well. And now the same with the police, because once again, one little mishap, one little mistake, and you blow the whole thing. You're talking about it there, the people amongst us, you won't know, but if it's one of your own, and the book also deals with that quite extensively, because we hear about it.
Mm. Yeah.
Corrupt officials, policemen and women that are in on it, that must hurt even more.
Georganiseerde misdaad is nie moontlik sonder korrupsie nie. As jy korrupsie wegvat, sal daar nie georganiseerde misdaad wees nie.
That's the cornerstone.
That, ek sal sê suurstof, it's oxygen. The oxygen of organized crime is corruption.
Sure.
If you don't have corruption, it will not be there.
Because those are the people. Okay. What I'm going to do is, there are so many exciting chapters to get to. Our two special guests, if you're just tuning in this morning, we have investigative journalist and Carte Blanche producer, follow your name as well, Graham Goodseer, who brings us his book, Hunting with the Hawks. And just to unpack it a little bit more, also joining us is SAPS Colonel Gideon Jones, spent many, many years heading up the undercover operations. And that's where it gets interesting in some of these chapters. Also, the cash in transit. Imagine stealing over 100 million rand, the kind of operation that goes into that. But most importantly, and I'm so happy that chapter had a fantastic ending, spoiler alert, is when you catch them.
You're with your Auburn family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.